Ron Johnson, Biden welcomes nearly 5 million illegal aliens to U.S., exceeding populations of 28 states. By John Binder on April 18, 2023. Close to 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been welcomed into the United States under President Joe Biden, according to figures detailed by Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y. This is a foreign population that exceeds the populations of 28 states. During a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing on Tuesday, Johnson questioned Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the total number of border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. interior, as well as those who successfully crossed the southern border since the start of 2021. DHS, though, does little to track and concisely publish the figure, though it is among the most consequential for American citizens and the U.S. labor market. Johnson said he calculated the total to be anywhere from 4 to 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens who entered the U.S. interior over the last 2 years, including those directly released by DHS, known gotaways, and unknown gotaways. Somewhere between 4 and 5 million people during this administration have come to this country, but probably don't qualify for asylum, Johnson said. Basically, what we're looking at is, 22 states have populations less than 4 million people. 28 states have populations less than 5 million people. That is the magnitude of the problem. Emphasis added. Johnson's estimate also suggests that the millions of border crossers and illegal aliens entering the U.S. interior since Biden took office is well above the annual number of U.S. births, which sat at just under 4 million in 2021. For this and other issues, Johnson said, Mayorkas ought to resign. Center for Immigration Studies resident fellow Andrew Arthur calculated a similar total, finding that at least 3.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens have entered the U.S. interior since Biden took office, with likely hundreds of thousands more of whom DHS is unaware. That's just 375,808 fewer people than live in Los Angeles, America's second largest city, Arthur notes. Add in the unknown gotaways, and the migrant total likely exceeds LA's population. The unprecedented inflow of border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior is serving as a boon for big business, real estate developers, and Wall Street, as more people equates to a lower cost of labor, additional consumers to whom products can be sold, and more renters and homebuyers to drive up housing costs. As Breitbart News reported in February, the Biden administration has been hugely effective in growing the U.S. labor market, not by getting employers to entice Americans on the sidelines, but rather by adding millions more foreign workers to artificially drive down labor costs. In the fourth quarter of 2022, for example, close to 2 million fewer native-born Americans were working in jobs compared to the same time in 2019, while 2 million foreign-born workers were added to the workforce. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.